Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. And we, that's a blessing even just to say that, just knowing that God is always with us. It doesn't make a difference what age we are. And begin again. We do thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we do thank you for tuning in. We are in our regular broadcast. We are in Long Island, New York with Pastor Dawn Nixon, which you will be hearing her voice shortly. We'd like to inform you that we are a blog talk radio. It's an interactive Bible study. If you have an opportunity to call in once the speaker opens up the mic for questions, you have that opportunity to do that. We also like to let you know that anything that you hear or you hear a message this evening, you can also archive it. You can archive it and share it with family, share it with friends. Just spread the word, amen? Isn't that what we're supposed to be about, spreading the gospel? So this is an opportunity to be able to share it with someone who may not have an opportunity or do not go to a church, amen? You can share the word. I believe that the word does not come back void. So that's an opportunity for you to do that. And the last thing I like to say is make sure that you mute your phones or whatever device that you're using to listen to Blog Talk Radio, because we can hear everything in the background, and it becomes kind of distracting for the speaker, amen? We want the speaker to be able to speak and allow the Lord to use the speaker without any distractions, amen, so that we can receive the word. So we do thank you for that. Right now, we're going to move on over into Long Island, New York. The next voice that you're going to hear is Pastor Dawn Nixon. Pastor Nixon, are you there?
Yes, God bless you. I pray all is well with all of you who is on the line tonight. I pray that you will reach out to someone and let them know that we are online today. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. We are dealing with the storm and rain out here, but God is worthy of the praise, and I made it in my office just in time to share a word with you. So I'm grateful to God for being here, and the blessings of the Lord is just so mighty, and
yes,
God is doing the supernatural, and I am so excited for what God is doing in this season, because I believe God is raising up some the generation that he has called to minister, and I believe that there is a shift taking place in the world. And as things begin to shift, you will see the uprising of the kingdom of God. So this is an exciting time for all believers. And if we would get on board with what God is doing and trust him, even though it looks like and it seems as if it's not following in our direction, things are working out in God's favor. And so I just want to have a word of prayer with you. Please, again, tag somebody, you know, give somebody this number, send it to them, whichever way that you want them to interact with us or online. I would love to have your feedback on tonight concerning what is being said on today. So our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for being such a good God, an awesome God, because God, there is no God like our God. And God, you have shown yourself mighty, you have shown yourself strong. And so we thank you even now for giving us what we need and not what we want. Again, I thank you for giving us what we need and not what we want, because you know what we need. And God, we thank you for giving us the desire for our heart that we would not sin against thee, but God, we will walk according to your will and your way in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, and we give you praise. We're going to somewhat, please excuse my voice, we're going to somewhat a familiar passage of scripture to some. We're going to 1 Samuel, starting at chapter 1. And we want to read verses 1 through 11. 1 Samuel 1, verses 1 through 11. And the word of the Lord reads, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathan-Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tua, the son of Zophar, and Ephrates. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and daughters portion. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Verse 7, and as he did so yearly by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. And then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drank. Then Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. I want to take our subject out of verse 6. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And I would like to take for a subject on tonight, your adversary will lose their purpose when you find yours. Your adversary will lose their purpose when you mm-hmm. find yours. For us to understand that all of us have a purpose. The purpose is the reason for which something exists or is done, made, used, an intended or desired result, end, aim, or goal. All of us that were born and walk and live on this earth, no matter how you got here, no matter what you are when you are here, you have a purpose. Some say, well, we have some people that are in the world that just are evil and mean no good. Even they have a purpose because they choose, you can choose what you want to do or what you can be. There's some people who are in the earth to push those with purpose into their destiny. Well, if I look at the fact, because Judas was a part of the 12, and one would look and say, why in the world would Jesus allow him to be a part with him being the kind of man he was, a traitor, a trickster, a thief? But what we have to understand is Jesus knew Judas's purpose before Judas was chosen. And so we don't understand, but God knows why there are certain people who are in our lives that bring and benefit our lives, and then there are those who come in our lives where we feel that they mean us no good, often give us problems, often disguise themselves as being something they're not, and you find out later on that they were could have been people who were just people of deception, and then just people who just did not mean any good for your life, but not realizing because of them, you were able to move out of the direction you were in because they caused you to push and they moved you in another direction because you were trying to get away from them. And you may have never moved out of where you were if there wasn't someone in your life to taunt you out of the space you're in. And so we have to understand that purpose everyone has. Even if you're born in a state of crippledness in some way or another, you have purpose. And so when we start looking at trying to figure out what our purpose is, it'll make it a little bit easier. There are many that you may see, that may see your purpose, they may see your potential, and they may not want to see you get or reach your intended purpose in life. Please know that your adversary already knows your purpose and he may know your potential. An adversary does not bother anyone that they don't think has purpose or potential. Why would the enemy come after anyone who's already on his side? That's why it is so difficult for the children of God, because we get upset because we say being a child of God or being in Christendom is so hard. It is a struggle. It is difficult for us to do the things that that we're called to do. It's a struggle to try to witness in this day and time because nobody wants to hear or receive what we're giving because there's so many other things that are out there that seem so much appetizing to their flesh. And it's difficult to try to win over souls. It's trying to win over souls with what we give them because it's good for them. Okay, I'm going to help you because anything that's good for us, most of the time we don't want to have nothing to do with it. We'll even take something good and destroy it so that it will fit our appetite. Oh, my God. We'll take, I was somewhere the other day, they have this new restaurant here, and, and I'm going through, I see they have fried zucchini. Okay. Zucchini is good when it's done or made properly. You take out every good thing of a zucchini. It's vitamins and everything. When you season it, batter it, and put it in some fried oil, it takes away its purpose. And now what ends up happening is we take a good thing and we turn it to fit our flavor or our taste, and we no longer get out of what is needed in it because we have destroyed the purpose of what it was meant to be. And the enemy knows that if he can destroy what's within you, because what's in you is good, but if I can take what's in you and destroy it and make it something else that is not to be used for, then they feel as if they have accomplished, watch this, their purpose. Because you have to understand the purpose of the adversary and the enemy is to destroy and make sure that you never reach your goals or aim or purpose that is intended for your life. So let's go to our text because when we look to our text, I find myself in this situation of Hannah. I find myself in the way, not in the purpose of not being able to produce a seed or produce a child, but sometimes when we look at it, there are some of us who are to birth and give forth spiritual things that we are not able to bring forth because we have not been to the place where we're able to conceive. See, I can't produce without a seed, and I cannot produce without an egg. And even though I have the mechanism to produce, the Bible says that the Lord shut up Hannah's womb. And the Bible says her husband, Elkanah, who loved her so much. It didn't matter to him whether or not she had children. He loved Hannah because she was Hannah. But this was not enough for Hannah. Hannah's purpose was not just to be loved by Elkanah. Her purpose was to produce. Her purpose was to bring forth. But the Bible says that Elkanah also had another wife by the name of Peninnah. My God, Peninnah was one who was able to produce over and over again. She was able to have sons, and she had daughters, and had everything that it seemed. It reminds me of the story of Hagar and Sarai. Sarah was not able to produce, and watch this, but the Lord said that to Abraham, your wife will bring forth a son, a child.
Nice comparison.
And
good
from
comparison.
That seed,
good.
She would be able to produce, and that production is going to cause the nations to explode. But the problem was, is that here Sarah and Abraham could not see the productivity in the time or fashion that they thought it should have been in. So what they do is help God out. You'll hear me talk about them a lot, because I want people to understand it's just because it seems that you're not capable or you're struggling to produce does not mean that you do not have what you need to produce.
Yes.
And so what ends up happening is that even though Hagar was able to produce, Sarah was the one who had the product of purpose. See, anybody can have a product, but you've got to understand that you must have the product of purpose. Anybody can have a product, but it doesn't mean that the product that you have is the product that's needed. My God. You have to understand when he spoke to Abram and he spoke to Sarah, the product that was needed was supposed to come from Sarah and not from Hagar. And even though Hagar produced, she didn't have the product. So because she did not have the product that was prophesied or that was given or was supposed to come forth from Abraham's loins with the mixture of the two. It wasn't that it was supposed to be Hagar and Abram. It was supposed to be the word of the Lord was given to Sarah. And so Sarah was the one that needed to produce the product, because God was going to use Sarah's child as the product to produce the nations, okay? And so here we have Peninnah and we have Hannah. The Bible says that every year Elkanah would go up and he would offer a sacrifice to. And every time they would go up to the temple, the Bible says that Hannah's adversary would taunt her because the Lord shut up her womb. She would taunt her all the time to the point where Hannah would weep. Are you ever been in a place where you know that you have the potential and you know what you're supposed to produce, but no matter how much you try, it seems as if you're not capable of conceiving what you're supposed to produce. And the enemy will always be around at the time to remind you of what you have not produced. And he will always taunt you through different ones to cause you to produce. His purpose of doing that is to make you give up on your purpose. But I come to let you know tonight that you've got to use the fuel of the anger of the adversary to make you produce. And when it makes you produce, you'll find out that you'll realize that what you have is going to cause you to produce out of whatever God wants you to have. Why? Because they are there, to taunt you. And out of your weeping and out of your hurt and out of your tears and out of your shame is going to be a product that is second to none. Because anytime that God wants something, anything that that is needed from God, trust and believe it's going to be birthed out of struggle. Oftentimes, anything that is good that is needed in the earth, there is always a struggle for it to come forth. Mm. Why? Because there's always something that is trying to stop the progress of what is supposed to be needed in the earth. That's why there's so many times where God has told many people that may even be on this line today that God said to you, I want to use you in so many areas in the kingdom of God. And we run and we run because we think that we don't have what we need to produce because we're looking at what everybody else has. They have this, they have that. And I'm sure that Hannah looked at Penina and said, she has sons and she has daughters. And the more I turned around, she keeps looking like she's producing and she's producing. But what going to be able to give when there's nothing able to get out of what I'm in because everything I have is shut up. Everything I have is closed. There is nothing seems able to proceed. But God said to you on today, I'm calling forth every generation that is on your phone that is going to hear this.
Hallelujah.
God said you have the power to produce. And when you produce, your adversary is going to have to stop talking once your product has been conceived. Once your purpose has been conceived, then no longer will you hear from your adversary. Let me help you because when I look at the text, the Bible says that when she went forth into the temple and she went fervently because at some point in time in Hannah's life, she said, I'm tired of this. I'm sick of this. I know I got what I need to produce. And even though Elkanah, I love you, you're not what I'm supposed to produce. I am supposed to produce with you and from you, but you are not my production. What we come together and bring forth is the production. But this is the last year. I wish I had somebody on the line on tonight and said, this is the last year that I go forth and don't have nothing to produce on the following year. God said you're going to produce everything that is supposed to be manifested in your life, but you've got to get to the place where you allow God to use you. Stop worrying about what everybody else has around you.
Yeah.
You're watching this one being elevated. You're watching this one being promoted to bishop. You're watching this one. God said, I'm not looking for your title. I'm looking for you to grab hold to the oil because the oil is what causes you to produce. The oil is what gives you vestments. The oil is what gives you titles. But as long as we're looking for titles and we're looking for vestments without oil, you're still not producing because there are many people who have titles and vestments and they have different places that they're going from place to place, but they're not producing because they don't have the oil. They don't have the proper product for the time and season that God has. But I believe that there's some folk on this line who have been waiting for years, who have been looking after year, and it seems that they're not giving birth to their baby. They're not giving birth to their spiritual baby. But God said, I have conceived in you on this season, and in this season, they're going to see, watch this, your enemy is going to see what you are going to produce. And when that happens, watch this. She went to the temple and she said, Lord, if you will allow a look upon your handmaiden and be able to give her, watch this, not just any child, but a man child. We've got to understand the man child is the one that is giving the ability to produce. It's not just, I think we have to get some order here because a lot of times we get caught up that women can do this and women can do that, and this is very true. We can do a lot of things, but the order of God, it does not alter and it does not change because we got women's movement and different things like this. The Bible lets us know, and some of us ain't gonna like this, but the truth of the matter is that the man is the head of the household. And when we
said that
the man is the head
that.
Of the household,
I'm glad you said
and when
that. Thank
the
you.
Man is the head of
Thank
the household,
you.
What ends up happening is that if the enemy can cause disorder, that's why you got to understand. That's why we have so much dysfunction in the household is because the enemy has taken the man out of the household. And now we think because there's no man in the household, we can do what a man does. My God, I love being a woman, I cannot do what men do. Oh, my God. I ain't going to get, like, too much in here, but I understand
amen
the order
truth.
Of God.
Amen to, you got me. Amen to
the
truth.
Order of God. Why? Because
amen
the order
to truth.
Of God is that we are supposed to, watch this, please understand, the responsibility of the man in the household. They can have it all day long because there is a responsibility that a man has to have in the household, not only in the household, whole, but in the house of God. And we've got to understand that it's not that women should keep silent. You have to understand, know the scripture, what it is talking about. He was talking about in that day and time that the men were supposed to go and talk to their wives concerning the meeting that was going on in that time. But God has women
yes.
that he has raised
that's right.
in this
yes.
in this time. And even in those times,
yes.
oh, you don't,
yes.
well, let's talk about
yes.
Deborah. We're talking about Deborah was a judge. There were many
yes.
women
yes.
who were in position. But you've got to understand, we are to help me. My God, we are the enemy.
Come
and
on, you on it.
You have, watch this, a good man that understands his role and understands his purpose over the family. He does not demean his wife, but he brings in his wife to understand that you are here to help me and we're going to make decisions. But I'm the one who says what's going to happen. And when I make
come
that
on.
Decision, please know that if whatever decision you make, whether we agreed upon it or not, you're going to be responsible for the decision that you make. So if the
that's
house
right.
goes down, kaput, it's on the man. If things
that's
break
right.
up, it's also
that's,
on the man. So we've got to understand our place.
Yes.
I'm not putting us
you
and taking us back, women, 90 years. But what I'm telling us is that if we can bring back the order of God into our household, I
mm-hmm.
promise you
mm-hmm.
that our sons and our daughters will be more balanced. If we can bring
yes.
out of the dysfunction
yes.
in the
come
household,
on.
We'll understand that there is
come
purpose
on, preacher.
That will produce product in our
you
household. And so when I understand that, I understand I am not yeah, supposed to use the authority
that's
of God.
That's
God. But I also understand
he's
that
preaching.
Even though he has an order of God and he is the head, I understand that that does not mean that God did not give women purpose. My God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
He has purpose far beyond what you may even understand. And it is what we have that pushes, oh my God, it pushes things into existence. And so God
yeah.
said to Hannah, when Hannah left where she was, the Bible says that when she left, oh my God, and she made the vow that she made to God. When she made the vow to God, she went and she slept with her husband, and the Bible says she conceived.
Yes.
And when she conceived,
yes.
yeah, if you look at the scripture, when Hannah conceived, you don't hear nothing else from Peninnah. Her name is no longer mentioned. You don't hear her tormenting her. You don't hear anything else about Peninnah. Why? Because
Peninnah
has not lost her purpose. Peninnah has no purpose no more in
come
the
on.
Life of Hannah because her purpose has now been finished. It has been cut off. It has been dismissed. It has been rejected. It has been destroyed because now here she has no leverage. She has nothing. And watch this. She has many children, and all Hannah had to do was produce one. I come to let you know.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's
a
good nugget.
It's one purpose, and the purpose that you have is supposed to supersede the everything else that is around you because of what you have conceived and the purpose that you have brings the product that God needs. My God, I come to let
yeah.
you know. Stop worrying about what everybody else has. They have this. They have that. They have this. They have that. They have the fivefold ministry. She's wrapped up in their bosom. But God said, I'm going to give you one gift, and that one gift I give you, he said, I will allow that gift to make room for you. And when it produces, it will produce more gifts for you. And stop worrying
yeah.
about anybody else, baby. Just focus on the purpose that you have for your life. Because whatever God
amen.
Has for your
amen.
Life is supposed to be, and it's supposed to go into the destiny of where God has for you. And when we understand that God's order is nothing more but a guideline for what God has for us, can you imagine if we all follow the guideline of what God has? All we got to do is look in scripture, stop altering scripture, stop altering a good thing to fit your purpose, and start using the good thing for the purpose that it was supposed to be used for. My God, when I look around, there's so many things that we have in the land that serve a purpose. Oh, my God. It is everything that God made. God said it was good.
That's what
it was good. And
that's
then man took a good thing and messed it up and then turned around and blamed God for their mess up. My God, to this day, we are still blaming God for what we messed up, and God is fixing up what we mess up every single day. And yet and still he gets blamed for why the church is out of order. He gets blamed for why preachers are running amok. He gets blamed for what they, when man has a choice. Man chooses to do what they do. And when you choose to get out of the order of God, then you have put God in a situation that he did not put himself in. He said, that's why I've given you guidelines. That's why he foreknew that this generation was going to be more wicked than the generation of Abraham. So he had to set up some guidelines in the New Testament so that we would know there are certain things that you got to do in this time, in this season, that you could not do in the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why? Because you were not going to be able to do what you do then because it would serve us no purpose. So that's why. That's why, they may have had they had wives and concubines back then. That ain't going to fly in 2019. That's not going to fly. And so we've got to understand that there was a reason and guideline that God, because he said, I don't want my people to run amok. I don't want them to think that they can do wrong and think that it's a right thing. He said, so let me give them some guidelines. And now we're trying to destroy a good thing. My God. Oh, my God. The world. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about the world in general is trying to destroy the ordained order of God. Please, ma'am, please, sir, that is listening on this line today. You cannot destroy the order of God. Before God allows you to destroy his purpose, he will destroy the earth, my God. And I want us to understand it's time for us to get in line. It's time for us to get back into our purpose. This is not the time to start going crazy when we're dealing in a strange season. We're dealing with strange things happening in the land.
This is the time to say,
let me get in the word of God and see what God wants us to do before I get myself caught up. It's something that I can't get myself out of. Have you ever been in a situation that you got caught in something that you had no idea that you were where it was taking you to? But before you knew it, you were swift with the wave. But baby, you can see this wave coming. You can see this disorder in the land that has come. And God let us know that's why there was a structure. That's why God said this to us. He said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. So that was a reminder to his children. Just because you see the world doing crazy stuff, that means that you do not need to do what you
think.
Do the order that
I've
given you. Because if you do the order that I've given you, you'll understand that, I'm in here, but I ain't up here.
Come on, sir.
Do what the ups do, because if I do what the ups do, I'm going to get caught out there and I'm going to get let me please make you understand that the reason why we have to be so secure in God and so closer to God in this season, because there are so many people who are twisting the mind that even you got to understand that the very elect will scarcely make it on what we see, because we have accepted
a generation
that it's okay to do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. But God said, no, it is not. It is not all right for you to do what you want to do, when you want to do, how you want to do, be what you want to be. He said, I want you to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I guarantee you, the stuff that I see right now is not of God. It is not of God.
Yes.
And so when we realize, you've got to understand what's God and what's not God. And the reason how I know what's God and what's not God, that's why it's important for us to have the Holy Ghost. That's why it's important for us to see if you don't have it, go for it. Go for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth.
Amen.
And the thing is that when everybody else says it's okay, something in you says this ain't okay, even though the majority says it's okay. Something in your spirit, the Holy Ghost will speak up and say, that's not where God is going.
That's not what God is saying. Read your word, because whatever is in God's word will line up with what you're supposed to do. And if it don't line up with the word of God, see, when I was growing up, we were taught that whatever we do, it has to line up with the word of God.
Amen.
And that's how we knew when things were out of order. Because scripturally, it would tell us, okay, this is order, and this is out of order. And so I shared with them, and I'm going to share this with you, and I don't know if I shared this last week or not, last month or not, but I want to share this with you, and I've been sharing this. It was Bishop Robert Rockford out here in Brooklyn, New York. I was in a service that he was at. I have to give him the credit for it because it was a profound word that he gave, and I have to open up this line in a minute. But he said something that was so profound. He said, have you ever been so thirsty that you needed something to drink and you went to a vending machine? And when you got to the vending machine, what you needed was sitting there, but there was a sign that said out of order. And even though I could see what I needed, it wouldn't produce what I needed because it would not yield to me what I needed because what was holding it was out of order. My God. Oh, my God, my God. I feel you, God, in here today. And God said, you want him to do such and such and this and that with your life. But when he comes to you and he looks at you, when he sees you and he wants to pull from you, he says, I see the potential. I see the anointing on your life. But the sign on you says out of order. He said, I can't even get anything from you. You get upset because you got to pay tithes and you got to pay offerings. You get upset because God wants a prayer life out of you. God wants you to spend time with him. God wants you to go out the highway and hedges. But when he gets to you, you have what it takes to produce. But when he comes to you, he can't pull nothing out of you because you're out of order. Please know, please, ma'am, please, sir, please know that even if you are ordained and you got the oil of God on your life, you can still be out of order. And God said, I'm looking for people who have the product and they can produce that don't have a sign that says out of order. Because when I decide that I want to invest in you to be able to pull something out of you, I can't pull nothing out of you and invest in you if you are not able to produce because you're out of order. It is very important that we are in line with God in the season that we're supposed to be in line with him. So please understand, people of God, yes, God has called you. Yes, God has ordained you. Yes, God has anointed you. But God also understands that he only works in order. And if you are anointed and oiled by God and anointed and have the product, but you are out of order because you are not doing the ordained order of God according to his word, he can't use you.
Oh my God.
When I tell y'all tonight there is a shift that is taking place that God is doing in the land, I need somebody to understand that you are a part of the shift. And if the adversary is still around, please know that God is getting ready to allow you to conceive the product. And when he allows you to conceive the product, you're going to produce, and the adversary will then lose his purpose. Please understand and know that once you produce, once your adversary loses their purpose, then you will find yours. I'm going to open up the lines to everybody. Please open up your lines and anything that you want to share with us on tonight.
Amen.
Please open up the line and just share with us. God bless you.
Hey, Sis Preach, I want to tell you right now, this is Miles out of Jersey, out of Bergen County. First of all, before going any further, God bless you. We got the rain, too. We got hit hard here, too. I just want to say, first of all, congratulations on your elevation. You know, I follow you. We
God
talk.
Bless you. Yes,
God bless you.
And, yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And also, I want to congratulate Elder Clay and Reverend Sister Doctor on their elevation, which happened about a month ago. They got elevated as well. I was there to participate in that service. But Sis Preach, I want to tell you something up and down. Sis, I love you, and you wonder why I love you so much, because the way you let the Lord use you. Thank you for the
God
word
bless
on
you,
tonight.
Man.
God bless you on the word tonight. You touched my heart. You gave me some good nuggets. And if you hear it again, you know where I got it from.
It's all right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Reverend Robinson out of Tennessee, out of Pittsburgh. Wow. I didn't get the appetizer, but I got the full course meal. Amen. And what a word. What a word.
Amen.
I am so glad that I finally got a chance to tune in. Amen. I miss you guys.
Yes,
I tried to get on last week, but work caught up with me, and I've been having some more health problems. But listen, what a word. I can't even elaborate on that, Holy. You know, a powerful word, preacher. Powerful word. Thank you. You touched me. You said something to me tonight, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I had the opportunity. I took the time to call in. I apologize for calling in late, but I am so glad. I am so glad that I did. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Yes,
God
sir.
Bless you.
Hello, Pastor Dawn. You sound
Hello.
So much like your mother. This is Elder Jackson, Sharon Jackson.
My God, yes, hi. Oh, wow, this is a blessing.
Tell your mother I said hello.
I will, my God. This is awesome.
You're so precious, and the word was right on time. My
Bless
God,
you.
I never heard it cut broad like that. The spiritual birth. Oh, you know, that was something. It was something marvelous.
Wow. God bless you. So glad to hear from you. My God.
I'm telling you. So much truth in that word that people don't want to hear the truth.
You preach to
everybody tonight.
Preachers
and pastors and bishops and elders. You preach to all of us tonight. Like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, I am so glad.
And I looked at the clock. I tell you, every third Wednesday, I look forward to hearing you come on. And when I hear that you're not going to be on, I mean, I like hearing other preachers, but on the third Wednesday, sometimes you're not on, and Brother Moderator asked me to fill in. But when I didn't get no call, I was like, all right, and I got the text message you're going to be on. I shut things down because I had to shut it down because you get some good nuggets and you open up the Bible for those who like to know it. And Lord knows I just love you in the Lord, and I thank God
bless
for you
the way you
bring
yes.
it. I mean, it's so dynamic the way you bring it and the way you help us, because you know you have a way of. The Lord is using such a way in this season to speak of what's going on today. And it's my prayer that oil stays on you the way God has it.
Thank
once again,
you.
Congratulations
Amen.
On, your,
Amen.
On your elevation.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I believe God is going to use so many in this season, in this time. And I'm excited. I'm just excited for the kingdom. And I want the people of God to get excited because we've been year after year after year. I shared with them on last Sunday where the Lord told Moses, you've been circling this mountain long enough. And we've been circling and circling. And it seemed as if the church has been quiet. It seemed as if, we've been ridiculed because we're not doing this and we're not doing that. Please know that God has already ordained everything that is supposed to happen. It's not the church has been quiet. It's that the church is about the voice, is about to be heard like never before.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, the enemy always thinks he has the upper hand. And I love the way God moves because sometimes he lets him think so. Even though he already knows what his demise is going to be.
He lets him think,
look, you thought you had the upper hand, but you already know what I promised you. And so, sometimes it makes him feel whatever he feels, but we have to make sure that we're rooted and grounded in the word of the Almighty God.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
What
that's right.
happens
that's right.
is that
yeah.
when you're rooted and grounded, there's no way that you can be swayed to and fro because it doesn't matter. I tell people this all the time. There's a difference between relationship with God and knowing God. And knowing of God.
Yes,
because
yes,
when you have relationship
yes.
with God,
There is nothing that you can come to an individual who has a relationship with God that will move them from the hand of God. No
you
matter what
it.
They
you
see or what they
yeah.
hear,
yeah,
there
true.
Is
uh-huh.
nothing that will allow them to be. That's why the scripture says, I will let nothing separate me from the love
nothing.
Of God. I know too much about the love of God. I know too much. I've had too much experience with God to walk away from God in this season.
Yes,
so when people
yes.
are walking away from God at this time, it makes me wonder, did you really have a relationship with God? Because sometimes even in relationship, even though I may not speak to a person for a long time, doesn't mean I don't have relationship. And just because you don't hear from God doesn't mean that God is not working on your behalf. Sometimes
yeah,
we got to let
yeah.
God do what he's got to do without interruption. And the
that's
problem
right,
is
that's
that
right.
we always want
yeah.
to interrupt God when God is working it out in our favor. This is where we have to understand that we've got to trust God when it looks like he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's
true. You're right about that.
We want to trust him when everything is going right. Oh, yeah, he's a good God. God's this. Because he's still a good God, even when I can't see what in the world he's doing. But I trust him when I really can't see him or trace him. Because when I trust him, it makes me understand that I don't know what he's doing. I don't really care how he's doing it. It's not my job to figure out how God is going to bring me into my purpose. All I have to do is believe that he's going to get me there. And the
Just
problem is try to figure out how he's going to do it. And then that's
she
what messes
up, again,
up
y'all.
The mind and the psyche.
Yeah,
she we try
yeah,
to
yeah,
figure
yeah,
out
she
how
he's
going to do it.
She starts back
how
up.
Do it?
Yeah.
Man, listen, I'm going to be on this phone another 45 minutes if I don't get myself
together. Well, I want to say this last time. For those of you who are actually listening on tonight and you go to every third Wednesday, I want you to know, I call it Sis Preach, but a pastor here actually has the anointing on. I want you to listen. I want you to go back every time you see her name in the archives. If you ever notice, her voice always starts off kind of weak, kind of raspy.
That's right.
But
that's
as
right.
she talks,
right.
you see the
that's
anointing
right.
is dropping on her.
Yes.
So the anointing is on her. I'm not telling you something that's not already archived. It's already here. So listen to what she has to say. Because what she said is anointed. Listen to her voice at the beginning and listen all the way throughout. Because she does much
Yeah,
the anointing
and
is
that's
there.
The way her mother does. Her mother did the same thing. She knows
uh-oh,
her mother
uh-oh,
preaches the
uh-oh,
same
uh-oh.
Way.
It's in the house.
You want to know why?
Because
one of the rappers from Brooklyn named Jay-Z, she got it from her mama.
Yeah,
she got it from her mama. Okay.
It's a produced product. It's a produced product, y'all.
Okay, but the anointing is there. Go for every time you go in the archives and you see Pastor Dawn Mixon, listen, and you'll see that anointing there. God bless.
Amen.
I'm gonna shut up.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
I
want
to say thank
so
all
much.
Of you who are on the
thank
line.
You so
thank
much.
You.
Thank
Sharon,
you so much for your message.
Blessings.
Huh?
I will let my mom know that I you were on the line tonight, and she is going to be so happy that I heard from you on today.
Oh, please
and,
tell her. Please.
I
tell her I
you.
Pray for her and her success up and away.
All right.
The blessings
and
of the Lord upon your family.
Bless you. And as my brother has said, the Lord has elevated us to senior pastor. And I will let you know and have a save the date sent out to you, Elder Clay, and all of those who may be in our area or that may just want to come. I would love to have you there. It'd be sometime next year. But we will.
You're
going to
be the senior.
You.
You've been elevated to senior pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I would love to see you all come that can. So I'm going to turn it over to Elder Clay. And I congratulate you and your wife on your elevation as well. And just pray the blessings. I'm going to ask you to close out for us and those who may need prayer and different ones that you may have on your list and different things. Just keep Pastor Dawn in prayer. Keep our church in prayer. And just the different ones who are going, keep our land in prayer. And I believe that God is
Amen.
Going to do exactly what he says. God bless you. I love you all.
Amen. I just, in closing, I want to make a comment on this in terms of a product of purpose, and that is so true. We all have a purpose, but you have to have the proper oil. We have to have the proper oil, and that comes through Christ. You know, there's so much love that we're sharing tonight. Isn't that what it's all about?
Amen.
Isn't that what it's all
Amen.
About? Just sharing
Amen.
The love of Christ. I mean, that's all
Amen.
I'm hearing resonates through here. So those of you who are listening who have not said nothing, the lines are full, and I know that you're there. That's what it's all about. It's all about the love between one another, and that's why we come together as the body of Christ. So
Amen.
I thank you, Pastor Mixon, for sharing your word about purpose, because we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose, and I do thank you for that. We're going to come into closing. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this woman of God who you've elevated. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that
thank
you continue
you, Jesus.
To allow her to stand on solid ground. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would use her wherever she goes. Heavenly Father, that the words of her mouth would be, and the meditation of her heart would be acceptable unto you, to all those that she speak in front of. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done through her, even through this blog radio. We are being blessed, and we thank you for that. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would bless Pastor Robinson. Continue to bless him with his health, Heavenly Father. Continue, Heavenly Father, to lean on him, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word tonight, knowing that you are still a miraculous God. Even with Hannah, there's a supernatural blessing that comes to us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, that we might be able to lower ourselves, that we might lift you up, because we know that when you lift it up, all things are possible. We thank you for your word this evening. Father, we know that you are the God who is the one who's able to do all things. Take nothing and turn it into something. We have not forgot about you. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, that we just keep you on our lips. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all the listeners, even those that did not say anything. We pray blessings into their homes, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this time. We know, Father, that when we come together in prayer, that blessings come to one another. And we just expect, we expect great things to happen through you. We thank you for the precious name of Jesus. In a crowded room. Amen.
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 It's so hard to understand how a life that I had planned stole my joy and left me far behind. Though all I have is lost, it seems. I can look beyond the sky, deep into the Father's eyes, and see that there is hope for one like me. I can begin again with the passion of a child. My heart is cultivating of a life that's still worthwhile. I can reach out. We I hardly